Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, glad to be your hosts here in 2024 and inviting you to the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up January 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota. They feature the largest trade show in the region with over 300 vendors. Don't forget Bronx for Breakfast on January 31st and the Boots and Beer Festival on February 3rd. Too many events to mention here, like the cattle shows and horse shows and sales. Check it out online at blackhillsstockshow.com. That's blackhillsstockshow.com.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
And a reminder to send items to the Good Stuff program, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. I have just a quick little, it's called A New Year from William Arthur Ward. Another fresh new year is here, another year to live. To banish worry, doubt, and fear, to love and laugh and give. This bright new year has given me to live each day with zest, to daily grow and try to be my highest and my best. I have the opportunity once more to right some wrongs, to pray for peace, to plant a tree, and sing more joyful songs. It's called A New Year from William Arthur Ward here. Kim, what do you have to share for the good stuff today?
Well, I've got just a short piece. What is generally lacking is not creativity in the idea-creating sense, but innovation in the action-producing sense. Do not forget that almost anybody with average intelligence can produce good ideas given a decent environment and stimulus. The scarce people are those who have the knowledge, energy, daring, and the staying power to implement those ideas. So stick with those ideas, folks. Don't be backing off on them.
Kim, I think that we should share some New Year's resolutions for horses.
I agree. I think that's a great idea. Let's start off with, I will not roll in streams or try to roll when my human is on my back.
There you go. Things that we'd like to see our horses do, probably. New Year's resolutions for horses. I will not leap over large, non-existent obstacles when the whim strikes.
And I will not walk faster on the way home than I did on the way out. I can't see him doing that.
That is always the way it is, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, a New Year's resolution for horses. I promise not to swish my tail while my human is cleaning my back feet.
And I promise also not to choose that particular time to answer nature's call.
That would be much appreciated.
Yep.
I will not bite my farrier's butt just because it is there.
And I will not confuse my human's blonde hair for really soft hay.
Oh, is that a problem? Do they?
Oh,
like,
yeah, they okay. Nibble in your
they
hair.
They like blonde hair all the
yeah.
time? Okay. One more of those. I will not wipe green slime down the back of my human's white shirt. We'll have some more New Year's resolutions for horses as we start 2024 coming up on future editions of The Good Stuff.
Okay, Mike, here's a couple of short little funnies. Three old guys are out walking. One says, "Windy, isn't it?" The second guy says, "No, it's Thursday." And the third one says, "So am I. Let's go get a Coke."
sounds like old golfers to me.
Yeah, that's been around for a while, but it's always funny. And a man was telling his neighbor, "I just bought a new hearing aid. It cost me $4,000, but it is state of the art. It's perfect." "Really?" answered the neighbor. "What kind is it?" "1230.
Maybe you should have bought the $5,000 hearing aids.
I wonder. Ann Morris, an 82-year-old man, went to the doctor to get a physical. A few days later, the doctor saw Morris walking down the street with a gorgeous young woman on his arm. A couple of days later, the doctor spoke to Morris and said, "You're really doing great, aren't you?" Morris replied, "Just doing what you said, Doc. Get a hot mama and be cheerful." The doctor said, "I didn't say that. I said, you've got a heart murmur. Be careful."
Might need the new hearing aids again,
yes.
Too.
Oh, that's cute.
If you have something to share with the good stuff, we encourage you to send it to Kim H. Burge, that's B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. KimHBurge@gmail.com. And we want to thank everybody out there for listening on great radio stations like Miles City, Montana's KYUS 92.3 FM and KMTA at 1050 AM. You've been listening to the good stuff.